Cooper, COOPER, Craig, CRAIG, Allen, ALLAN, date of birth is 10-16-51. Addendum to the HMP dated 11-6-25. I first got to meet Mr. Cooper, the 75-year-old gentleman originally from Port Arthur, Texas, on 11-6-25, period. Patient was not able to give me any information, period. Patient was being evaluated for end-of-life and palliative care at that time, period. I'm in receipt of patient's records since that time, period. The records indicate that patient has severe low EF congestive heart failure. His EF is at about 20-25%. He also has a history of coronary artery disease, PVD, femoral popliteal bypass, atrial flutter, CVA, status post left carotid artery intervention, diabetes, hypertension, CKD stage 4, recent fall with a laceration to the right great toe, period. Patient was evaluated because the family and caretaker had requested no further transfer back and forth to the hospital, period. Patient's notes from the Memorial Hermann Hospital dated 10-16-51 indicates that patient has a history, was admitted to the hospital with right toe ulceration with a dry gangrene. Also, patient had a pulmonary embolus and was started on heparin during that time period. An AKA was recommended at the time of evaluation by the vascular surgeon. Patient's blood on the right side. Patient blood pressure was brought under control. Creatinine was 3.7, BUN of 83, consistent with end-stage renal insufficiency, period. Patient was anemic with an HNH of 11 and 33. Patient has had a history of risk of fall. Patient was continued with the heparin, low dose molecular weight heparin, because of his pulmonary embolus. Last A1C was 8.0. His blood sugar was controlled via insulin during the hospitalization. It was deemed that patient nor the family was interested in hemodialysis, period. Let's see, patient
Patient subsequently was diagnosed with both systolic and diastolic congestive heart failure. In conclusion, given patients low EF congestive heart failure, recent peripheral vascular disease, CVA, status for endarterectomy, weight loss, necrotic toes, facial laceration, recurrent falls, peripheral vascular disease, it's evident to me that patient would benefit from end-of-life care, end-of-life and palliative care at this time. We'll discuss further further plans with patient's caretaker. Thank you.